Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Zivachim, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Bet, looking at the fourth Mishnah here in the fifth Perek, Ezehu Mekoman. And now we're going to look at the details of the Olah. Ha'olah Kodshei Kodashim. By the way, it's interesting because the other Kodshei Kodashim don't say that explicitly. We'll see why. Shchitata B'tzafon, V'kibul Dabah B'chlid Shari B'tzafon, nothing new there. Now we hear about something new, which is that the Olah is put on all four sides of the Mizbeach, but in two shots. We'll find out the details about that. The Olah has to be filleted and cut up. And is all burnt up on the fire. Now, the first thing the Gemara asks is the question I mentioned. Olah maitamatani lekotche kotchim, why? Mishum delok tivba. Kodshei Kodashim hi. It doesn't say so in the Torah, and therefore the Tana goes out of his way to tell us it is Kodshei Kodashim. Now, Damata un shtei matanot. Hey, Chiyavid, how do you do these shtei matanot? So you have a machloket between Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rav, notain v'chozer v'notain. Meaning you take the kli, and you're standing in one of the corners, we'll see which corner this is, and flick it on one side, which is one wall, and then the other side, which is the other wall. Then you go around to the diametrically opposite corner and do the same thing. Shmuel amar matana achat kamin gama notain, that you put the matana on one side and then just draw it across like a gamma so that it goes onto the other side, which means you're really just putting two matanot, but each one of them spreads across two walls. Ketanoyan, this is a machloket tanaim. Yachol yizukeno zrika achat, this is more fundamental. I might think that there's only one zrika for an olah tamalomar saviv, therefore the Torah says it has to go around. If so, I might think that you have to make a band going all the way around the mizbeach of dam tamalomar uvizarku, that it says the bnei aharon have to throw the dam. Haketzad, how do you do that? Kamin gama, which means you put a gamma on one side and another one. Shtei matanot chein arba. Rishmael omer says no. Nemar kan saviv and nemar lahalan saviv. In the context of the Chatat, it says Saviv. Malahalan pisuk v'arba matanot. How do I know that it doesn't go around as a ring? Because just like there with the Chatat, each one is separate and it's four matanot. Afkan pisuk v'arba matanot. Same thing here. Imalahalan arba matanot al arba kronot. But if that's the case, maybe it needs to have the four on each corner, one on each corner. Afkan arba matanot al arba kronot. Amarta? Ola tu'na yisod. After all, the Olah has to be put, as we saw a little earlier, the Korban Olah has to have its dam placed on a place over the Yesod. We'll see why in a moment, but the southeast corner does not have a Yesod, which means you can't put the dam Olah on each one of the corners. So how do you put it, Saviv? The solution is that you go to the northeast corner, and hit both north and east, and then you go to the southwest corner and south and west, and that's how you get it done. So it can't be like the Chatat. Now, we already saw that the Olah Tuna Yisod from El Yisod Mizbach HaOlah. Now, my time, or what's the reason that the southeast corner does not have a Yisod? Because Binyamin, who, as we see on the last Pasuk on the page, is described by his father as the wolf that devours. So the devouring is associated with the Yesod that devours all of the blood. And according to this tradition, one little corner of the Mizbeach was technically in the territory of Yehuda, not of Binyamin. It's got one Amma in the southeast corner, which is Yehuda. Since it's not Binyamin, there can't be a Yesod there. The same idea, there's one little strip of Yehuda territory that enters into Binyamin territory. Binyamin HaTzadik mitzter alav b'chol yom l'not line. Binyamin HaTzadik was upset every day. He wanted to get it back. Shenemar, chofef alav kol hayom. This is in the Moshe's bracha to Binyamin, that he's hovering over him all the day. And here the notion is, Binyamin is hovering over his territory all day trying to get it back. Fichach zachah Binyamin HaTzadik v'nasa ushpizchan v'kodesh baruch hu. That's why Binyamin was zochet to be the innkeeper, as it were, or the host of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenemar uveng tefav shachein, that the Shekhinah rests between his shoulders, his being Binyamin's. Those interested should see Rav Yoel Ben Nun's wonderful article on Nachalat Binyamin, Nachalat HaShekhinah, which really expands upon this idea in a beautiful way. Meitive. Ola ta'of. Here's the challenge. Ketzar eta naseit. How would you do ola ta'of? Remember, ola ta'of, the dam goes above. Hayam oleket rosha, mimul or pad. He would cut the neck from the back. Umavdil, and separate the neck from the body. Umatzad damal ker mizbeach, and then push all the blood out onto the wall of the mizbeach. Now, this is done in the southeast corner. If you think there's no yisod there, bavir ba'alma hudakavit, he's just doing it over the air. And that's not the Torev's territory. Perhaps that was the condition made between Yehuda and Binyamin. Avir to Binyamin, karka to Yehuda, that Binyamin owns the airspace there, but the land belongs to Yehuda. So he's doing it in the airspace of Binyamin, and that's Torev. Now, my lohavela yisod, what does it mean there's no yisod on the southeast side? Rav Amar B'Minyan, meaning there is no physical yisod, meaning the foundation of the on the east side is flat and flush with the mizbeach, but on the south side, for instance, and on the west side especially, it juts out. Levi Amar B'Damim, Levi says no, the mizbeach is fully symmetrical, but there's no place for the damim to go, and the damim are not placed there. Why? Because Rav Mitargem, Rav has the midrashic targum on the pasuk about Binyamin. That's in Dvarim, Lamed Gimel, Biachsante Yitpene Madbacha. In his territory, the Mizbeach will be built. Levi Mitargem, Biachsante Yitpene Makdasha. In his territory, the Mikdash will be built, meaning Makom Mikudash Ladamim. The place is Mikudash Ladamim. Meaning, according to Rav, there is no spot of Mizbeach in Yehuda's territory. And therefore, that Yisod is gone. In Levi's take, it might be there, but it's not used for damim. Okay, Toshma, let's see. Yisod ayam mahalech al pnei kol ha-tzafon, al pnei kol ha-marav. The Yisod goes on all the north side and all the west side of the Mizbeach. Ochel b'darom amma achat, and it goes one amma onto the south, meaning south, on the west side, south of the Mizbeach. Uv mizrach amma achat, and on the east side, meaning the northern wall goes east one extra piece. So my ochel, so that sounds like it supports Rav, that there was no yisod elsewhere. So Levi would answer, nami b'damim, meaning it's used for damim that way. Toshma, mizbeach ha'yash l'shimishtayim al-shimishtayim. This supports Levi. The mizbeach is 32 by 32. So chama eskin min atzad. That means from the north side it's 32 al 32, but from the south, the east corner, it's really 30 by 30. Toshman imtza poreach amal yisod v'amal sovev. This seems to support Levi because it says the kevesh would go one amma over the yisod and one amma over the sovev, the parapet. Ema keneged amal yisod v'al amal sovev. It would be as meaning it would be one amma over where it would be if it were there. That's how Rav would defend it. Okay, now support for Levi. Toshma datani Levi ketzad bonin ta mizbeach. We have a brayta. How do you build a mizbeach? V'in malbein. It being a frame that was 32 by 32 amot, v'govama and one amah high, v'vi chalukei avanim mefulamot ben gdolot ben ktanot. They'd bring a bunch of rocks that were sort of muddied, so they'd stick together, big or small rocks, and just throw them into that thing. V'vi seed v'kunya v'zefet. They'd bring all sorts of mortar and tar, u'machev v'shofech, and they'd pour it on it. V'zeh u'makom yisod. That's called the yisod. V'chozer m'vi malvein sh'shloshim amah sh'shloshim amah. Then they'd bring one that's 30 amot by 30, which means one amah in on both, on all sides. V'gavo chamesh amot, it's five high. Mevi chalukei avanim, and they bring in the same kind of rocks. Zomim alben shu chafchet al chafchet, then they bring one that's 28 by 28, which means again an amah in. Gavo gimel amot. So in other words, the bottom level is the yisod. One amah up is the base of the mizbeach. Go up five amot, that's the sovev. And then, you have another three amot of the top of the mizbeach, that's where the fire goes. Then they bring a one by one frame, and they bring rocks, and they bring all the tar and everything and pour it in. That's the karen, they do it on each one of the corners, so it's another amah up in each corner. That's the capstone I referred to earlier. And which makes it sound exactly like Levi, that there's 32 in on the bottom, which means there's physical yisod everywhere, it's just not used. Now, v'chitema de gayezlei, so maybe to defend Rav, you'd say maybe that they cut out the rocks. Avanim shlemokti, the Torah says you have to have unhewn rocks. So demachit midi mitutem shakule, the answer is maybe they put something underneath there, and when they finish the whole building, they pull it out, and so that area now is empty. meaning they fill the frame, but in that side, they put some wood or something and they pull it out. Dilote mache, and you kind of have to say that. Why? Hadam Rav Kahana, v'nim shal kranot chalotayu, that the kranot, the capstones, were actually empty. Why? Dichtiv, in this pasuk in Zechariah, says, umalu kamazrek kazaviyot mizbeach, they would fill it like the corners of the mizbeach, like an empty vessel, meaning that they're empty vessels. So, the Torah said that they have to be unhewn. They'd put something underneath it. And after it's all filled in, they'd pull it out. So that you could say the same thing about the Yisod, defending Rav's position. Can we end with a beautiful Agadah? When David ran away from Shaul, when Shaul came to him in his house to kill, had the soldiers come to kill him in his bed, he ran away and he ran up to Ramah, and he and Shmuel went out to the Nayot, the pasture. Chimanyan Nayot etz Ramah, but the Gemara asks, what are Nayot with Ramah? It's not the same place. Ela she yoshvin b'Ramah uskin b'Nayot Shalom. So the drasha is, they were in Ramah discussing the beauty of the world, Yerushalayim, the Mikdash. Amri k'tiv, come to Alit al-Makom. The Torah says, you have to go up to the place where Hashem chooses, which means this place that we're going to eventually identify as the place of the Mikdash is high. So midrashically, the Mikdash is the highest place in Israel, and Israel is the highest place in the world. So they didn't know where it was. Aitu Sefer Yoshua, so they brought out Sefer Yoshua. Chuluk Tiv, and all of the Nachalot, it says, Vayered, V'Allah, V'Arada, V'Allah, Hagvul, the Tarah Hagvul. Meaning the borders go up, the borders go down. Meaning throughout the land, there's ups and downs. B'Shev Binyamin, but when it comes to Binyamin, who's right in the middle, V'Allah, Tiv, Vayered, Luk Tiv, it only says that it goes up. So they said, aha, it has to be in the territory of Binyamin. Shvamina Hachahu Mekomo. Savor Lemivne Be'enetam Demidli, so they thought they would build it in Enetam. It's a little strange because in Yehuda's territory, it's in Beit Lechem. Because it's high up. I mean, Nechti Be'Kalil. Let's go down a little bit. Nechti Uveng Tefav Shachen. Because it says God rests between Binyamin's shoulders. So a little bit lower than the top. Or because they had a tradition that the territory is going to be right where Yehuda and Binyamin meet, because Sanhedrin would be in Yehuda's territory because of Mechokek, and Binyamin would be where the Shechina is. If we lift it too far up, it's not going to be any place where they can meet. Better that we should go a little lower. Again, that pasuk. This is why Doeg was jealous of David, because David figured this out. In one of the parakim about Doeg, I'm jealous about your house, meaning what you figured out about the house. In the beautiful parak Kuflam Bed of Tehillim, that describes David's search for a place for the Shechina, it says, we heard about it in Ephrata, and we found it in Steyar. What's by Ephrata? Ze Yehoshua, because he comes from Ephraim. And meaning in Sefer Yehoshua he found this. So Nuas Steyar, what's that? Binyamin, Dechti, Binyamin, Ze Yevitra. Binyamin is the man of the field, because he is the wolf. So in other words, Sefer Yoshua led us to Binyamin so that we could find the place. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up in the next podcast with the Mishnah about Shalmei Tzibur and Ashamot. Meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.